The news now from Vivian Traynor.
The bodies of two men have been found at a house in North Cork. A double murder investigation is underway. The bodies are those of two brothers. Investigating Gardaí have issued an appeal for information on a red-coloured van. Here's our southern editor, Pascal Sheehy.
The alert was raised when Gardaí went to a farmhouse near Mitchellstown and discovered the body of a man on open ground near a shed on the farm. In a search of the area, a second body was found and the area was sealed off. Gardaí have now issued an alert for a red Toyota Corolla van, registration number 03WW1556. Members of the public who see this van are asked to dial 999 immediately and not to approach it. The bodies of the two dead men remain at the scene this morning. A double murder investigation is now underway. Pascal Sheehy, RTE News, Cork.
The government is to replace direct provision for asylum seekers with an international protection system by the end of 2024. A new two-phase approach will be set out in a white paper to be published this morning. Helen Donoghue reports.
It was established to house asylum seekers entering the Irish state in search of international protection. But what began as an interim measure over 20 years ago still exists. The direct provision system has been criticised by human rights organisations, NGOs and those in it. Today, the government's white paper will propose a new two-phase approach. In phase one, it says people will stay in new reception and integration centres, with six such centres to be set up. They will be in state ownership and operated by not-for-profit organisations. The plan says this will be for no more than 4 months. Then applicants are to be offered accommodation in phase two. All accommodation in this phase is to be owned or self-contained houses or apartments for families, with single people to be housed in either owned or own room accommodation. The full plan will be unveiled by government later this morning.
Discussions between the government and health officials on the possible tightening of coronavirus restrictions will continue today. The director of the National Virus Reference Laboratory, Dr. Killian de Gascoigne, has said a strain of coronavirus first found in Nigeria is now in Ireland. It's the fourth variant of concern to be identified here, following other strains that were first reported in Brazil, Southeast England and South Africa. The National Public Health Emergency Team said a sharp fall in the number of infections among healthcare workers was a clear demonstration of the impact of vaccinations. Here's our environment and science correspondent George Lee.
The weekly number of confirmed cases of COVID-19 fell 38% in the 3 weeks between late January and mid-February. That was good progress, but it wasn't nearly as impressive as the fall in cases among healthcare workers and residents in nursing homes, both of which fell more than twice as much. It's strong early evidence, according to NPHET, of the protective impact of vaccination in those groups. The Deputy Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Ronan Glynn, said this is very good reason for people to be hopeful, but he urged caution. He said the UK variant B117, which now accounts for 92% of all COVID-19 cases here, is like having a new virus in circulation, and we need to see how things go on that front over the coming weeks. Last night, NPHET revealed that one case of another new variant of concern, B1525, first identified in Nigeria, has also been identified here.
The number of people vaccinated against COVID-19 in Northern Ireland will pass 500,000 today. That's a third of the total number the Stormont Health authorities aim to inoculate. The Department of Education has issued guidance on the leaving certificate examinations to schools. Teachers are advised to meet individual parents only in exceptional circumstances. Schools should not hold parent-teacher meetings for sixth-year students between now and the end of the year. The department also advises against the holding of mock or pre-leaving certificate examinations, and it says students will be required to answer fewer exam questions. Our education correspondent, Emma O'Kelly.
This 27-page guide sets out parameters for schools and teachers, and it promises more detail to come. Among the issues it covers, the potential, especially with schools open, for canvassing to take place in relation to accredited grades. Students, parents or guardians must not, under any circumstances, make contact or attempt to influence the teacher or the school's decision-making process, it says. On estimating marks for students, it says teachers should take into account students' individual circumstances. The fact, for instance, that for some, engagement with remote learning was particularly difficult.
An agreement has been reached between galleries in Dublin and London about paintings once owned by the art dealer Sir Hugh Lane, who died in 1915. His will stated that 39 paintings should be left to the National Gallery in London, but it later emerged that there was a codicil signed but not witnessed bequeathing the works to Ireland. An agreement has now been reached between the National Gallery in London and the Hugh Lane Gallery in Dublin that involves rotating the paintings between the two galleries and mutual care of the works. On this programme, Dr. Barbara Dawson, director of the Hugh Lane Gallery, described the paintings.
They really are fabulous pictures, priceless but also superb works by late 19th, early 20th century French masters, including others. The deal is these wonderful works by Monet, Manet, Degas, Bert Morisot, Pizarro, Renoir, all will now be shared with us in Dublin.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with SuperValue. Get thousands of really low prices in the SuperValue range, available in-store and online. Believe in low prices.
Frost, mist and fog will clear quickly this morning. Today will be largely dry with sunny spells. It will become increasingly cloudy in the west, where a few light showers are likely. Highest temperatures around 12 degrees.